نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. With respected listeners, Abu Muhammad Marwazi rahmatullahi mentioned that Iblis, Shaitan, was cursed to 5 qualities. We know when Iblis refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala expelled him from his court, and Allah Ta'ala caused him to become wretched. So Iblis was cursed because of 5 qualities. Number 1, he did not acknowledge his sin. Number 2, he did not feel regret over his sin. He did not remorse over his sin. Number 3, he did not reproach his nafs. Number 4, he did not seek forgiveness and repent from his sin. And lastly, number 5, he lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of these 5 things, Shaitan became wretched. On the other hand, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he had eaten from that fruit which was prohibited from, then he acted in the complete opposite manner of Iblis. And because of this, he was blessed due to 5 qualities. Exactly opposite of Shaitan, that Adam alayhi salam had these 5 qualities. Number 1, he acknowledged his error. Number 2, he was remorseful over his error. Number 3, he rebuked his nafs. Number 4, he immediately repented. Number 5, he did not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are great lessons from the dua of our father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. What is that dua? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. That, O Allah, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, then نَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then most definitely you will be among the losers. In fact, when Adam alayhi salam was sent to the earth, then he regretted over his error. And Allah Ta'ala inspired him with these words. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَتَلَقَّ عَادَمُ مِنْ رَبِّ كَلِمَاتِ. Adam alayhi salam received these words from his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah Ta'ala relented towards him. إِنَّهُ وَالتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala is most pardoning. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and compassionate. It's just like an example can be given. A father loves his son. But because of some error, some mistake the son had done, now the father becomes upset. But the father tells the son, my son, you have done wrong, but ask me for forgiveness. Say, I'm sorry. Say these words, please forgive me, I will forgive you. So in the similar vein, Allah Ta'ala inspired Adam alayhi salam with these words. So there are great lessons from this. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. That we acknowledge, we make i'tiraf al-dhunub. That we i'tiraf al-qusur, we acknowledge our wrongdoing. And then Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins. In fact, we really look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, when Musa alayhi salam gave that decisive shot to that Qibti and caused him to die, what was the words of Musa alayhi salam? Inni zalamtu nafsi faghfirli faghfar lah. That, oh Allah, I have wronged myself, forgive me. Allah Ta'ala forgive him. When Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was in the belly of the fish, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He called out in the darkness, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. That, O Allah, there is no being beside you. Subhanak, O Allah, you are pure from all faults and blemishes. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. I am of the wrongdoers. What was the response of Allah? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him, وَنَجِّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we granted him relief from all his grief and worry and anxiety. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Respected listeners, this is the lesson. Allah Ta'ala says, in the same vein, we will grant relief to the believers. So this is also a very, very important kalima that we should try and recite in abundance. لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Yunus alayhi salam, in the Quran it mentions his zulumat. He was in 3 layers of darkness. One was darkness of the night. The second was the darkness of the in the depths of the ocean. And the third, the darkness of the belly of the fish. In the three layers of darkness, Allah Ta'ala responded to him. Today, respected listeners, we are in the darkness of our gunas. This dark, this gunas and the sins of ours has brought zulumat upon us. To come out from this, we need to acknowledge our gunas, make itiraf kusur, regret, have remorse, make sincere tawbah, make a firm resolution that we will not go back to those gunas. Most definitely, Allah Ta'ala will forgive us. Respected listeners, very interesting that in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions three titles when it comes to sinners. One is zalim, that is oppressor. And the person who does a little bit more sins, he is called zalum, very oppressive. And if he goes beyond the limits and he indulges in a lot of vices and sins, then he is termed a zalam, most oppressive. So Allah Ta'ala, on the other hand, has referred to himself with these three titles, which contrast these three qualities. So Allah Ta'ala is ghafir, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is ghafoor, very forgiving. And Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar, most forgiving. So in other words, if a person is zalim, oppressor, Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry, I am ghafir, I am forgiving. If a person is zalum, very oppressive, Allah Ta'ala says, if you are zalum, I am ghafoor, I am very forgiving. And if you are zallam, muntahul jum'ah, that if you are very oppressive when it comes to gunas, then Allah Ta'ala says, I am ghaffar. I am ghaffar, most forgiving. From here, we learn that no matter how much of sin and wrong a person commits, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive him. Lastly, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allimni du'an ad'u bihi fi salati. O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me a du'a that I can recite in my salah. So understand who is asking? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And what was the response? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him in his du'a, this masnoon du'a we read after, in the last sitting after the durood Ibrahim. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathirau. وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. يا again we are acknowledging our sins, our gunas. إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا. That oh Allah, I have wronged myself very very greatly. The best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is giving the best of du'as to the best of the creation after the Anbiya alayhi salam, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And this salah is in the best of ibadat, and that is in his salah. So what a beautiful dua. We should recite it whilst in dua, in salah, out of salah as well. That Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. And the duas of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And very importantly, the dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And understand, respected listeners, the zulam that we are doing is our gunas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we turn to Allah, we acknowledge our sins, we have regret, remorse of our gunas, make sincere tawbah, and make the resolution inshallah that we will not go back to the sins. And very importantly, the one of the conditions as well, hukukul ibad, if we have failed to fulfill the rights of our fellow human beings, and we have reserved the rights, then make it up now before we pass away, before it is too late. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.